Episode 28, Mirror Maze of Tomorrow. Greetings and welcome to Heroes of Tomorrow, a part of the Untold Stories Project. I am your host and Game Master, Aaron. Heroes of Tomorrow is an actual play of Mutants and Masterminds, the world's greatest superhero RPG, from Green Ronin Publishing, and is set within the connected version of Earth Prime that can be seen in other offerings from the Untold Stories Project on our streaming channel, including Nether War, City of Destiny, Guardians of Haven, Gemstars, Freedom League Dark, and Something in the Darkness. We have recently entered a partnership with Norse Foundry. As a part of that partnership, we are pleased to offer a discount to our listeners of 10% off Norse Foundry's products by using the coupon code USPNorse with no space. In addition, even though we normally use Roll20 for all of our dice rolling, we will be making every effort to ensure that each episode has a Norse Foundry roll of the episode using one of their awesome dice. Now, speaking of awesome things, I have an awesome group of players here. Say, Blacklight Heroes.
Blacklight Heroes.
Yay.
We will have them introduce themselves now, tell us who you are, who you're playing, and answer our question of the day, which is, what movie does your character put on for a romantic evening with their significant other? And whether that is because you're not going to be paying attention to the movie or because you are, that's entirely up to you. And we will start with Alex.
Hi, everybody. My name is Alex. I'm the line developer for Mutants and Masterminds at Green Ronin Publishing, as well as the GM for Freedom League Dark and the Multiverse of the Master Mage. And today I will be playing the role of Henry Barrister and Eddie Bear. Currently Eddie Bear, because I got set on fire again. It's funny how often that happens. As for the question of the day, Eddie would probably watch Peaky Blinders with somebody that he cares about. I know that's a TV show and not a movie, but he wants them to sort of see what stereotype he is trying to embody. As for Henry, Henry's favorite romantic movie is The Holiday with Jack Black and Kate Winslet.
Hi, everyone. My name is Brandon, and I am playing Damien Irons, the sullen teenage son of an octopus in a mech suit. And I apologize to Wiki and Calvin because I'm going to be the first one to say what is going to be the option for all three of us, the most recent Fast and the Furious movie.
Dang it.
Which one?
I said the most recent.
Okay.
Whatever that may be at that given time.
Well, hey, everybody. I'm Calvin. You can find me in a bunch of stuff on the USP Network as well as over on the YouTubes on the Win With Dice channel, where we have weekly tabletop RPG podcasts and gaming streams. For this podcast, I am playing Vincent Walker, a.k.a. the Super Speed Super Genius Speed Demon. And, well, his answer to the question of the day seems to have been perhaps stolen. I wasn't sure if the Fast and Furious films canonically existed in the USP network, or the USP EP TTU. So, I don't know, maybe he's into the Speedy and Serious films, and we'll have a Speedy and Serious marathon, starting from the Speedy and the Serious and all the way up to Speedy X. And of course, the spinoff.
But where does the drifting happen in Speedy and Serious? Is it still in Tokyo or is there a different city they drift in?
The Speedy and the Serious Kaiju Island drift.
Okay, never mind. New idea for our game tonight.
Oh, and by the way, Speedy X is spelled S-P-E-E capital D capital X.
Oh, of course. How else could it be?
Hi, I'm Demi. I will be playing Alex, a.k.a. Wildcard, our favorite little demigod who is not a fan of the title, but is a master of making Johnny Rocket images.
Apparently.
Just saying, if Johnny Rocket needs a marketing team, I've got him covered.
I've decided Wildcard is the master mage of Johnny Rocket.
I'll accept that.
We're sorry, Steve.
I'm not. I haven't met him, and I'm not sorry.
You have met him.
Have?
Yeah.
I'm really not sorry. Anyway, to answer the question, this is where it comes out that Joby doesn't know movies well. If had my standards for romance shaped from a young age because of my parents, in very good ways. Well, maybe not good ways. I guess one of them is Phantom of the Opera, and that is not a good way. But Princess Bride is the answer.
Yes.
Because I want someone like Wesley.
Because Princess Bride is always the answer.
Exactly!
All right.
Hey guys, I'm Kat. I am playing Cassian Quinn. You can find me across the network in a bunch of random games. As for the question of the day, I was actually going to say the Fast and the Furious movies because of who I want to go on a date with. But I'm changing my answer because I think he would be too invested in those movies. And I want him to be more invested in Cassian than in the movies. So I'm just going to say some random crappy, like, Christmas Hallmark movie that Jason would be like, what the f*** is this? So that Jason wants to talk to him through the whole movie instead of watch it.
Oh, you should put on the Slow and the Peacemakers.
I actually recommend Letters to Satan Claus.
Letters to Satan Claus? What?
Yes. Sci-fi made a horror spoof of Hallmark Christmas movies, and it is fantastic.
Wait. Now I want to see that.
I'm just wondering what Christmas is like on La Fondue.
I legitimately enjoyed that movie, but you do talk to the other people you're watching it throughout. So
I don't think Christmas would exist on La Fondue.
Is there a Gem Jesus? Do we know about that?
Wiki.
I hate it here.
Uh-huh.
Hi, I'm Wiki, and I hate it here. You can find me all around the network. All you gotta do is look. I will be playing Jason Beaumont, aka Bolt, the son, protege, and sidekick to Bowman. And to answer the question of the episode, yeah, Maximum Overdrive, because, I mean,
that should have been my answer.
With all of that in mind, when last we saw our heroes, they had continued to invade the funhouse lair of Conundrum and made their way over to a climbing wall where there were a number of Funtime gang members who were hurling lethal projectiles down at them. Our heroes had managed to defeat all of the members of the Funtime gang, and just as they defeated the last one, Bolt noticed on the belt of one of them a little box that had a light on it that was blinking. And that's where we left our heroes. So, heroes, what do you want to do?
So Jason sees this thing, sort of says, upgrade points, and then rolls backward off of the platform.
Okay. Down to the ground?
Yeah.
A bit on the ground.
Like I said, it's padded.
I also have slow fall, so.
Yeah, there you go.
Control check.
Okay.
DC 18.
Okay.
Will or toughness lower. Or will or tech skill.
Right. Yeah, you have control of it.
Stop it.
You can easily stop it.
What did it do? I do it in that order.
Yeah. It was a radio transmitter.
Transmitting to what?
Transmitting out a radio signal that probably indicated an alarm.
I can hear radio signals, so I probably could have heard what it was going and what the message was.
Alert, 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 intruders, alert, 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 intruders.
Is there a oops, never mind signal?
Not on this device, no.
Oh, wait, let me talk to it.
That's not
we're we're fine here. We're all right. Everything's fine.
It does not have a speaker. It literally has a button.
Well,
I'm gonna smash it. Boring conversation anyway.
they know we're here.
Duh.
I'm sick of all this sneaking around anyway. Let's go pop these.
Can I figure out between my senses and my tech skill and my control where the receiver is?
Give me a perception check.
You could have just said no. That's a one.
You cannot pinpoint it. However, you are aware that it is a relatively short-range transmitter. You don't think it could have possibly gone any further away than maybe a quarter of a mile.
Okay. So we might have company. Hey, this is a random thought, but maybe we should search the guy who had it. Because I got a bad feeling.
That sounds reasonable to me. Aaron, did you mention these guys had swords and stuff?
Had what?
Had swords.
One of them had a sword. Had swords. One of them had axes. One of them had essentially chakrams. One of them had bats. One of them had concussive grenades that didn't have like a large area burst. And one of them had a wand that shot fireballs.
So I'm going to get to say something I don't think I've ever said in a Mutants Masterminds game, but I'd like to loot the body.
Okay.
And so what's going to happen is I'm going to kind of step up onto the platform, but at the same time shrink myself down so that it looks kind of cool. Walk over and just search him. Search his pockets. Give him a pat down.
So in addition to all of them have their carnival-themed weapons, all of them were also carrying just a regular pistol as a backup weapon. None of them were carrying wallets or cell phones on them. However, you would discover that three of them had those little transmitters.
Okay.
Only one of them apparently had time to push it, but...
So, help might be incoming.
So we should get moving, then.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Going
down. Can I pick up one of their juggling clubs, Aaron?
Sure.
Okay.
So, Bolt will climb back up the rope ladder and... Okay, so it's not going to explode then?
Nope.
He will look down at Eddie and go, do you want upsies?
Do I look like I want upsies?
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, maybe?
You did have him fro you.
I'm trying to scowl, but my face is frozen.
All right, upsies it is, and I'm just going to pick him up.
So undignified.
Everybody ready?
You know what? Actually, I prefer this. Chuck me at the next bad guy you need me to batten.
Gotcha.
Okay. I'm going.
Cassian.
What?
Give me a will save.
Yep. So, Jason's like picking up the bear, tucking him under his arm, and sees Cassian. He's like, what? Oh, God damn it.
17. So keep going. Okay.
Cassian, wait.
Oh my gosh. I thought we were going. What are y'all doing? What are we doing? Are we not going this way?
Upgrade anything?
I don't know. GM, anything?
In the nearby vicinity, no.
No.
My turn to be stupid.
I mean, we don't have to take turns.
Rather the collective conscious of being stupid?
Yeah. Do I sense any life?
Can I get another will save, Cassian?
Yeah!
Can I sense what's 22. Causing this?
Nope.
Do I sense that something's happening?
You do not.
Okay. Well, that's good. Do I sense any life ahead?
Other than the six unconscious bodies that you left behind you do not sense any other life forms on this floor.
Alright, well then I guess I'm going to keep on going.
I'm going to turn to Vincent and go, stay here.
Oh, Vincent is actually a ways behind. He's just been dealing with trying to, like, focus on his speed healing. And after having failed it twice in a rapid succession, he was kind of just trying to find, like, a corner to tuck himself in as he's, like, trying to focus on that without people noticing.
Aww.
But, so, there you go. So, Jason turns around and goes, stay here in case there's trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I got it. I'm good. You guys go ahead.
He's gonna follow the rest of the team. Do I see anything in this hall, anywhere in this hallway that looks suspicious or anything?
Give me your choice of perception or investigation.
Can I roll perception at all the doors I just found? Because it's a lot of doors, and I hate doors.
17 perception.
Bolt, you do not see anything sketchy in this, in these winding hallways.
Okay.
Alex, these doors are locked, but they appear to be the same quality of lock as the closet that you guys passed on your way in.
I have sleight of hand 6. Can I get that open?
You can try.
That's a technology 8, which would be better.
Technology.
18.
Yeah, easy.
Door open. There's nothing.
It's a storage closet. You see some of the costumes that go on the mannequins in the Blacklight Forest. More gears and bits.
Hey guys, if you want to dress up as one of the stupid clowns, you can go in there.
Okay.
I don't think we need to dress up as clowns.
Is Eddie just hanging out in the hallway?
He's technically being carried.
Yeah, I'm with Jason.
Oh, that's right.
Next door.
Okay. I'm not going to make you roll it again. More storage for the funhouse.
There's so many doors!
Look, I didn't draw the map.
Just
life is a journey of doors.
Really? It is?
Wild card. To your east, when you are in that hallway, you can see another blacklight area.
Guys, I'm back here.
Everyone who just started wandering into the maze, that is all mirrors.
Oh, okay.
I'm back here for a sec, guys. There's another blacklight area. Keep opening every single
door. Hearing Wiki sigh and then watching Jason's token move backwards was funny to me.
Wildcard, did you just walk into the Blacklight Forest?
Yeah.
Give me a dodge check.
Oh my god. I forgot!
Why is my team so stupid?
Whoa!
Why do I even exist?
It's a lot of doors.
Hey, you disabled the first one.
Be free.
Okay, great. I need you to give me a fortitude. Nope, I don't need you to give me a fortitude save. You are struck by one of the darts, but it doesn't seem to have any effect on you other than stinging a little bit.
I forgot that part.
In your ear, you were healed. Hear Jason go, why?
It didn't hurt me.
Get back here.
Dude, just look, there were a lot of doors. It could have been a hidden passage.
Upgrade?
Yes.
Do you want to do your upgradey thing?
Sure. What's going on in this room?
It's just like the other Blacklight Forest. There's movable panels and dart tubes.
Let's fire them all off.
Okay. Yeah, the rolling a 4 for their will save will give you complete control of them. And yeah, you can...
Thank you. Now we can enter the room.
Sorry, there were doors. I was curious. A perception check?
Sure, give me a perception check at -2.
-2.
Yeah. You're in a room full of...
Like...
Okay. There are weird trees and weird animatronics of monsters and... Some empty panels that are popped open that have empty dart tubes in them. Looking forward out the edge, you can also see the bits of the mirror maze.
I hate mirrors. Where in the maze are we guys gonna go?
Alright, if we're going to start wandering around the maze, I'm actually gonna go ahead and have us go back into initiative order just so that we can keep track of who all's going when and where.
Oh, fun.
Bolt will also call Vincent, and have him join the rest of the team.
Okay. So yeah, go ahead and re-roll initiative, everyone.
I think that's what I had last time.
Hey, look at that good initiative.
I got slightly better than last time with an 8.
I got slightly worse than last time with a 5.
Did you forget you're a speedster, Vincent?
You did.
Funny.
Always.
Oh no.
He's going through a thing.
It's fine.
What did you roll? Oh, 16.
Yeesh.
Yep.
I would say that you had more than enough time that you could have activated your speed healing.
Oh, yeah, no, I was going to, if he took it as a routine check with his quickness, he probably could have done it in, like, 1 or 2 minutes, so when everyone's gone, he's just, like, leaning against one of these wooden walls here, and he's just vibrating at a very intense speed as he's trying to deal with his impaired condition. And it does take him some time, and he leaves behind, like, these white scorch marks surrounding just where he was standing and where his hand was placed and everything.
All right.
And he just takes a bit of time to, like, catch his breath after that.
Cool, the place is going to burn down. Awesome.
Do both of these directions lead to a maze?
Yeah. Everything in front of you is mirror maze.
Okay.
It's all right. Mirror maze all the time.
Are we all going in the same... Are we all going to go in the same direction, or do we want two groups of three?
There are three directions, aren't there?
I think we should stick together.
Really?
Upgrade doesn't... It fails spectacularly at, you know, trying to look subtle when he looks in shock at Eddie saying that.
If we get separated, it's going to be harder to backtrack and then all find our way.
Yeah, we probably should stick together.
Yeah, this is some nonsense that Toy Boy would pull off, I'll tell you that much.
So funny enough, Conundrum and Toy Boy have worked together before. When Toy Boy was still alive.
Well, he didn't die, did he?
Well... He's an incorporeal spirit from hell. You tell me.
Never mind. I didn't know that bit of lore.
Bolt, what do you want to do?
Which direction?
I think we should go up.
All right, he will move in.
So as you move in, go back up 2 spaces.
Oh, okay.
Around that corner, a robotic velociraptor bites at you.
Why is it always dinosaurs?
How else are you going to lose that arm?
However, I know you have uncanny dodge.
Uh-huh.
So a 14 should not hit you.
No. A 14 does not hit me.
All right. But it was holding its action and snaps at you and snarls.
Okay, well.
For what it's worth, it is not a cyborg dinosaur. It is a robot dinosaur.
Oh.
Cool.
Great.
Well, since it was so nice as to stop me before I actually double moved, I will try to hit it with a taser bolt and, like, overload it.
Okay.
That is my goal. We'll see how that goes. Are you kidding me? It rolled a 1, so...
Wild card?
Oh, it's following him.
Yeah, there's a dinosaur right there. A robotic dinosaur.
Oh. Why does Wildcard's token, like, flicker in and out of existence when it moves?
Because Wildcard.
It shouldn't. Except for when they're invisible, when you should just not see it at all.
Speaking of that, bye-bye.
You turn invisible.
Yep. I'm good.
Do you want to do anything else?
I really don't want to be in the line of sight of a dino.
You're invisible. How would you know if you're in its line of sight?
But I think that was about a double move.
Cassian.
Cassian will follow. Can I move into his square? Or should I be here?
You can move into his square, but you cannot stop in his square.
Okay. So this is the dinosaur?
Yep, that's the dinosaur that tried to bite your boyfriend.
Yeah, that's not going to fly with me. But I'm not charged up right now.
That feels like a movie title. The dinosaur that tried to bite my boyfriend.
Actually, Shining Justice, book number 10.
Do I only have enhanced strength when I'm charged, or do I have enhanced strength because my arm is Jim?
No, you only have enhanced strength when you're charged.
Okay, then I guess I'm just going to punch it regularly.
Okay.
And use that to charge my arm.
Okay.
So I'll just do a regular old unarmed, which is only a 12.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't think you charge up on a miss.
No.
You punch the wall.
I actually was going to ask, can I punch the wall?
Or the floor.
I swing and I fully turn and just slam into the wall.
Hey, upgrade.
Hey, what?
You sense technology moving towards you very quickly.
Yes, I do.
It's not your turn, unfortunately.
I know.
As a raptor comes out of here and he's going to bite you.
Okay.
Or he's going to try.
I mean, he's probably going to succeed.
It is a 26 to hit.
Yeah, that hits.
DC 20 toughness.
Do I still have the hit from previous?
You have regeneration, don't you?
Yeah, I do. So, and, no, it's not. Yeah. Alrighty. Let's let toughness. So 29.
So it bites you, but its teeth scrape off of your nanoskeleton enhanced carapace. Speed demon.
So after he shakes all of that off, he is just going to push off from the ground and just barrel forwards.
Okay.
Zip through here and around these corners. Oh, this is quite the maze. I mean, he's got...
Well, no, you're not in the mirror maze yet, but what?
He's got plenty of speed. He is just going to go zipping.
Hey, you found a dinosaur.
Hey! It's another robot dinosaur. Can you keep this one? I think we can fit it in the lab. It's not like the other one that was pretty big, and then it's also lost its head, and there's also another dimension, so we can't really bring it back. But can we bring this one back?
What?
If it doesn't kill us first?
And I guess he's going to apply his newfound energy and try to just rapid attack this dinosaur.
All right, go for it.
That is a 12 to hit.
That is not going to make it. It's a nimble little thing.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah, he's like running in and just skidding and cannot land a punch because he's too busy trying to stop.
Eddie's
going to show these kids how it's done. Eddie's going to jump on this velociraptor and rip its robot head off.
All right.
With my handy dandy club, because a club can be a rip and tear device if you try hard enough. And I'm going to use 5 points of all-out attack.
For sure.
Ooh, 20 to hit.
That will hit the Roboraptor. Huh?
25 to hit, sorry.
That will definitely hit the Roboraptor.
Awesome. Give me a 27 toughness save.
I cannot.
So yeah, I jump off of Jason's arms and come down with the club and just bat into the head. Sparks go everywhere. And then I look up at Vincent like, oh, I'm sorry. You wanted to keep this.
Oh, I can take the rest.
All right, that's, you don't think the brain's in the front, right? I mean, it's a robot. Do robots have brains?
Well, that's where they usually go, but we'll find out.
No, I'm sorry I messed up your toy, all right? I just...
Well,
everyone is like, what? Calvin's staring at the bear.
Did Eddie just apologize?
Did he just say sorry?
And Vincent's just like, no, I don't mind at all, as long as we can get it back.
Upgrade. Unless Eddie wanted to take a move action.
No, I'm going to just sort of... I guess I'm going to come over here and trundle over in front of Cassian.
Okay.
You know, did anybody else also notice that Henry was really surly?
No.
Yeah, we should probably... Anyway, did you know also that I have always wanted a pet robot raptor? So go ahead and make a will or technology save DC 18, whichever is lower.
Their will is non-existent. That is actually only a 17. So yes, you have a Roboraptor.
I do not. Unless, is it a minion?
It is a minion.
Then I have a Roboraptor. So with my move action, I will mount the Roboraptor.
Oh God.
And that's my turn.
Okay.
Do you think that qualifies as uppies for him?
It looks like the same thing.
I'll count it.
One of the raptors comes zipping around the corner and is going to bite out at Eddie.
Good luck.
That is a... Eddie, are you immune to critical hits?
I don't think so. Let me double check. No, I am not immune to critical hits.
Okay, then that is a 26, which is a critical. I will
interpose.
Okay.
And I'm immune to critical hits.
You are immune to critical hits.
Well, if it's a raptor, didn't we just establish that these are minions?
Oh, right, it can't critical.
Oh, well, either way.
I keep forgetting that minions can't critical.
Well, they can, just only against other minions.
Right, where it doesn't matter. All right, so you're going to interpose, Cassian?
Mm-hmm.
All right, you don't need to make a DC 20 toughness save against something physical. So it chomps on your arm and charges you up.
He just sort of, like, throws his arm out just in time to interpose, and he, like, looks over at Eddie and sort of gives him, like, a small smile. Like, a small, like, offering an olive branch smile.
I'm gonna hold up a little fist to fist bump.
All right. Oh.
That, you know, that's adorable, and it scares me even more with what we've noticed about Henry.
Bolt.
I'm just gonna keep on keeping on.
Is the raptor that just tried to bite?
Oh, that's the one that just okay.
Or tried to bite Eddie, and Cassian got in the way of.
Cool. I am going to do a little parkour into the corner here.
Okay.
And ready a blast bolt, you know, see if something comes at me.
Hey, Bolt, guess what?
Something's about to come at me.
Something's coming at you.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'll attempt to shoot it, see how that goes for me. 26 to hit.
That will hit.
21.
That is a 20. So tell us what happens as the blast bolt impacts that Roboraptor.
Bolt kind of bounces up over the other one and then down into the corner, readies the crossbow just as this Roboraptor comes around one of the corners, and he's like, ugh! And it goes into the neck and goes, poof! And little sparks fly, and it kind of collapses. Upgrade, any idea how many of these there are?
I'll let you know as soon as it's my turn.
Cool.
So, wild card, a raptor comes racing around that corner. Whoever designed them clearly has a flair for dramatics or theatrics or impracticality, because its little robotic nostrils flare.
Yes.
It shouldn't need robotic nostrils to flare for it to use its scent, but it does.
Oh my god.
And it's going to try to bite you, because it can sense you.
Don't like that.
But an 11 will not hit you.
No.
So yes, the robotic raptor comes racing towards you, and bites at you, but misses. You're up.
I like it here. Going back to the group.
All right.
Guys, there's a raptor.
The disembodied voice says.
I mean, they know I go invisible. I will go back to being visible, honestly.
Okay.
If the raptors can smell me, it doesn't matter, and I'd rather my teammates can see me.
Fair. Well, raptor number 4 is going to come racing around. I like to affectionately call him number 4. And he, too, will attempt to bite Henry, or Eddie.
Can't do nothing for you this time, bud.
With a whopping 9, he will not come anywhere near it, even with all that attack, I think.
9 is exactly what he needs.
Oh, well then, give me a DC 20.
25.
So he bites into you and comes away with only little bits of your external fur.
I thought you were going to say he bites into you and comes away with broken teeth.
Cassian, you're up.
Cassian will take a step out, and there's 2 right here.
Yeah. Sure are.
So I will shoot the one that's closest to Jason for
no reason. Yeah.
No reason whatsoever. Actually, I'm going to punch it so I can keep being charged up and I'm right there.
Sounds good.
14?
Will not do it.
Okay, I'm going to spend a hero point and try again. 26.
That will strike.
I hope so. 24 DC.
5 plus a 7 is a 12. So tell us what happens to Mr. Roboraptor number 2.
So he just sort of punches Raptor in the head with his gem arm, and it just starts sparking and sort of smashes the head a little bit, and it falls down.
Okay. It is Roboraptor 1's turn.
Oh, I love that for me.
For what it's worth, the raptors have a ground speed of 120 feet per turn.
Oh, I love that for me even more. So we're going to come along this way, and then along this way, and then up here so we can see what's going on. And
so you move your raptor over there?
I think I'm moving over to here. I'm just kind of exploring around because I have 100 feet of movement.
120.
Oh my god. and 240 because he's double moving. Wandering around, trying to find anything.
Do you want to give me a perception check real fast as you reach out with your senses?
Love to fail that.
So we're all in this hallway, like, fighting these raptors, and suddenly, freaking Damien just comes. Do, 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 do,
riding one of the raptors, yes.
Just, and then just, like, keeps going. Like, really?
What? I don't see anything that isn't, I don't see any raptors that aren't dead. So I'm going to come back up here. And by the way, I just thought there are two important things that you all should know. Two very important things. The plan for Damien's next points has changed radically.
Oh, no.
And I know what Damien's next name is going to be.
Oh, no. Vincent?
All right, well, Vincent just saw Upgrade go by riding on a raptor, and he really wants to follow, but he does have Wildcard in front of him, so he's probably just wondering, where is that raptor that you just saw a moment ago, the one that you were backing away from?
Is it down there?
Is it that way? Is he points to, like, the southwards direction, because I can't see it. Okay, I'm going to go check it out, and he'll just zip this way. I guess around this corner, and oh.
There's a raptor.
Zip-zorp.
So he is going to... He's going to run through its space.
Okay.
And then he will sort of, like, skid around and try to attack it. But he will also activate his Burning Wake as a reaction to his own speed, and it will need to make a dodge against an area effect, the area being behind him.
Okay. It will fail the dodge, so it is dazed and hindered.
And then he's going to punch it with a rapid attack. Which is a 15 total on the roll, or the attack roll.
That will miss, even with dazed and hindered.
Yeah.
Because dazed and hindered don't actually affect your senses.
Well, since it missed, and since it's dazed, he is going to keep moving. So at least now he knows where it is, and he's just going to keep going until he finds something to stop at.
Okay, so you've come back out into where the Blacklight Forest was.
Oh, this is where everyone already went through. Gosh, I probably should have tracked how far he moved. I mean, he has 500. So I guess he'll just go back to the corner here. This corner that's a little ways away from the raptor, and... I don't know, he's going to stand there and then just be, like, frustrated at himself for continuously missing on his attacks, basically, since they got in here.
All right.
But he'll try to stay out of sight.
Sorry, Eddie's on mute, but Eddie is going to trundle on down the direction that Jason...
There is a raptor directly to the north of you.
Oh, sorry, I thought that was Remote's raptor. I'm going to punch that raptor.
No, I'm riding my raptor.
Right. I couldn't see whose token I was underneath, but I think that's Cassian.
It is me.
So I'm going to punch this raptor again with 5 points of all-out attack. Club it in its little raptor face with my big old club. 27 to hit.
Yeah, that'll do.
DC 27.
He cannot make a 27. Tell us what happens to this raptor.
Yeah, so I'm standing underneath there being a bro with Cassian, and after we fist bump, I move past Cassian real quick, and I hit the raptor up underneath the chin with my club, and I basically tee it up for Cassian to destroy.
Okay.
You didn't destroy it?
It's taken out of the fight, so I assume that you destroyed it when I kicked it up.
Oh, cool.
Teamwork.
You can still take a move action if you'd like.
I'm just going to look around the corner. Nope, no more raptors that way. And I'm going to say, come on, Cassian, we got to keep an eye on Jason. He's made of people.
All right.
There's a raptor there, but it's underneath Upgrade. Like, Upgrade's riding it, so.
Right. I won't mess with that one.
All right. Speaking of Upgrade.
So how many are there?
Now, there are 2 active Roboraptors in this maze, including the one you're running.
There are 2 active ones, including mine.
All right.
Can I I should be able to sense where it is. All right, so yeah, it is up and around over there. And I'd like to attempt to take control of that one as well.
Sure. DC 18?
Yep.
That is a 11 for a 17.
Well, I'm the only one who can have the best toys, so I'm going to have that one destroy itself.
Okay. They do have a self-destruct mechanism.
How violent is that self-destruct mechanism?
Not super violent.
Okay, so it won't harm us. Then, yeah. Nope. Go ahead. I'll go ahead and self-destruct that one.
All right.
Make that one, the one I'm riding.
Rather than have you guys just investigate the maze forever by turns, Let's handle this as a skill challenge to find the secret doors out of this maze. So we will start with Henry.
Well, I can't get bad luck because I'm not alive. So I'm just going to smash mirror, 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 mirror with my little club and my 12 strength.
Give me a strength check.
I'm going to give you a hero point because I think a 16 is too low. Try that again. Here we go. All right, 23.
Okay. Yeah, you start smashing your way through mirrors just to try to find the way out. Upgrade.
I want to say that, like, seeing all these teddy bears down here is giving me teddy bear war flashbacks.
I like that.
I'm going to use my technology skill to try and find evidence of the doors.
Sure.
So that I finally get to roll something that has a greater bonus than zero. That was a natural 20 for a 38.
That will be all of the other degrees of success you need. So, after Eddie smashes through some windows, Upgrade, you're able to follow the wiring to realize that there is a trap door. I'm going to move you to where it is. Right there. And I will move the rest of the party to be by you. Or trailing behind you. But yeah, there's a trapdoor right there that leads down.
You ready to go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go give this tosser what for.
I will real quick check to see, is there any tech in the immediate vicinity down?
So again, there seems to be that electronic barrier between the two floors.
All right. I'll jump down first.
All right. And we'll find out what happens when you guys go through that trap door next episode. Heroes of Tomorrow uses trademarks and or copyrights owned by Green Ronin Publishing, used under permission. Ownership of these trademarks and copyrights resides entirely with Green Ronin, and their use here is not a challenge to that ownership. Heroes of Tomorrow is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Green Ronin Publishing. For more information about Green Ronin and their products, visit greenronin.com. If you like what you're hearing, come check out our other shows on Twitch and YouTube under the Untold Stories Project. Feel free to drop us a review in iTunes. It really helps people find us. You can also join our Discord server at Untold Stories Project or send us an email at untoldstoriesandgames@gmail.com. Finally, you can support us at patreon.com/untoldstoriesproject. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to Speedy and Sirius being the shining justice of this game.
I mean, if you want to give me ideas like that. So, yeah, I'm going to be turning that raptor into my sidekick.